Hello and welcome to episode 11 of the Matt and Shaheen podcast. I hope you are doing well on this very fine day. Thank you so much for your feedback on our previous episode with Roisin from Flux. All your thoughts are just much appreciated. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, go check it out because it is awesome. Shaheen, how are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm really excited for this one, actually. So this today builds on some of the ideas we explored in episode 7. So if you haven't checked that out and you're backlogging with us, then go and check episode 7, the branding podcast with Cheryl from CH Accountancy. So we want to go deeper into some of those topics today, right? So some of the big things happening right now, obviously we've got ZeroCon on the horizon, lots of practices thinking about the Zero Awards and thinking about how do they put their best foot forward. So we've managed to snag a good one. Who have we got today, Matt?
We have got Zero Royalty with us right now. We've got Ashley Gibson, UK Partner Marketing Manager, with us today. What an honour to have us here. How are you?
Thank you. Now I'm incredibly embarrassed.
You're welcome.
Yeah, really great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Pleasure. So before we start kicking things off, why don't you tell everyone a bit about yourself and your role at Zero?
Yeah, cool. So I, as you said, Matt, Partner Marketing Manager at Zero. So I've been around Zero for a few years now. I'm a Kiwi, if you hadn't noticed by the accent. And my first introduction to Zero actually was ZeroCon in New Zealand in 2014. So I used to be in PR and comms, and I got the awesome job of writing blogs and doing social media for Zero back at ZeroCon New Zealand. That's which awesome. Was really awesome. And it was my first kind of experience with Zero. I'd heard about them in the newspaper, on the stock exchange and all that kind of stuff. But I'm sitting in this room of accountants and bookkeepers cheering and whipping at things that Rod Drury was announcing. And I was just kind of like, what is this place? And how do I get in?
Yeah.
And from there,
feed
I kind
me
of...
some of
this. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And from there, I kind of made it my mission to work at Zero. And funnily enough, the opportunity came up in the UK. So I made the move over and, yeah, been here 5 years and loving it. So I work really closely with our accountants and bookkeepers and kind of working with the teams around the business who are focused on the partner channel, looking at how we make sure our accountants and bookkeepers know about what's going on in our world, but also know about what's happening in the industry and what they should be doing and how they can be thinking about growing and better supporting their small business customers. And obviously technology is a really key part of that, and that's kind of what I'm really passionate about, is how people are actually using technology for good, using it to make a difference to their businesses.
So one of the key aspects of your role is, as you mentioned, their communication, right? It's a really strong line of communication between informing our partners and our partners being informed as well, right? So we'll explore some of those topics in a bit, but let's just maybe take a step back and think about branding as a whole, right? Like, Zero obviously carries such a strong brand presence, and we put a lot of weight into that. And what we kind of not really expect, but what we would do is, like, we want our partners to be able to leverage off that. So either if they're thinking about their own branding or whether it's using the Zero platform to do that. So first of all, like, why is any of that important? Like, if I'm an accountant or a bookkeeper and I'm running my practice and I'm keeping my clients happy and I'm meeting my deadlines, why the hell is branding so important? Because, you know, an accounting practice is like a dime a dozen, right?
Totally. And like for years, people have cared about brand. So if you think back to brands like Coca-Cola or Cadbury that have always created a real sense of connection for people. Now there's tech brands like Amazon and Google and Apple and actually, awesomely, Zero, who are kind of leading in terms of global rankings. Well, actually, let's be honest, Zero's not on the top list, but we're probably not far away. But the thing is with these brands is that we instinctively choose the ones that align to us and our values, and that's kind of what's important for businesses today to think about, because that's what we care about. So whether they're like big brands or little ones, like finding a way to resonate with your audience is actually what makes them successful. And so in terms of accountancy firms, brand has actually always mattered in one way or another. So it might not have been in like their names or their logos or their magazine advertising, but it's all been about relationships and trust, and that has to continue being something that's front of mind for accountancy practices today. So like personal branding, for example, might sound like a bit of a buzzword or buzz term nowadays, but actually accountants and bookkeepers have always needed to care about personal branding because that's what they're all about. They're all about personal relationships. But what I think is really changing now for businesses is the digitization of everything. So having access to everything online, and now it's kind of causing like serious competition across industries, and actually accountancy is no different. And then, so like technology businesses like Xero has kind of been a part of driving that change for accountancy as well. So like if you think back, say 10 to 15 years ago, there was kind of an even playing field because everyone had a pen and paper and a calculator. The expectations from business owners will remain the same. So their accountant still has to do the right thing by the business and offer really great advice, save them money, make them more, be good people to work with. But actually for the firms that are using technology, their level of service will only increase, presuming it's used in the right ways. So like 5 or 10 years ago, when firms started using software like Xero for client accounts, they were actually able to use that as a differentiator. But now so many people are using Xero, it's no longer something you can use as something that sets you apart.
I was waiting for you to say
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's where brand is so important. So if I look at, if I'm trying to choose an accountancy firm and I look at, say, 10 firms in my area that can support me with Xero, which of those am I actually going to want to use and enjoy working with? And if I'm searching for them online, how do I actually make that decision? How are you as a firm going to actually convince me of your greatness just by what I see online? And that is really why your brand is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. So putting my accountant shoes on, yeah, me and Sheen look after around probably 600 firms between us, having a mixture of conversations about branding, marketing. A lot of them, bless them, don't have a clue for where they start. You know, it's not a typical mindset for them to have. Where do they even begin? And in such a competitive landscape, how are they even differentiate themselves from their neighbour across the street or a competitor in the next town?
Yeah. So I reckon start by taking a step back and actually looking at your brand and how you think you might be perceived by clients or prospects. So it even goes to kind of what you see in your office space, on your website as well, or your social media and how you talk to people, and making sure that matches up with what you actually think your business is all about. So do you think your clients or future clients who are looking at your brand feel any kind of sense of connection? So are you building your brand so that they actually think, yep, these are the people that I want to work with? So I was thinking about this, and potentially a good task to do if you wanted to think about doing something back at the office is, say, get some of your team together, get a whiteboard out, and start writing down what you think your brand values are and sort of why you do what you do and why businesses should actually care about that. And sometimes just using those words that that tie back to your brand, you can start to get a feel for actually who you are and actually get it down on paper or on a whiteboard. And then you can start comparing that to actually how you present yourself online or in your brochures or actually in person. And another really good thing actually to do is ask your clients. So actually, what do they think of you? What's their experience with you? Do they enjoy it? What are the things that they really love about you? And are you putting those things in the places that prospects can understand? So have you done case studies? Have you put testimonials on? Have you got lovely photography of your team? Because let's be honest, I'm working day to day with you. I want to know who you are. So it's about kind of building that whole experience, both online and in person.
I feel like the one thing that kills my perception of a practice is when I go on their website and I see stock images. So the classic, like, calculator and spreadsheet yeah. one.
Or one person looking over the other person at a desk.
Yeah.
Like, shadowing.
Yeah. Or yeah. the other good one is if you're on the, like, services page, there's always one with a person with soil in their hand and a little, like, plant mm-hmm. coming out of it to show growth.
So I know.
Yeah. I know what you mean about photography. It makes a difference, doesn't it?
It does. And in saying that, like, sometimes you have to kind of pick your battles and you got to start somewhere. So,
yeah. So true.
Brands like Xero, we have the benefit of having internal creative teams and kind of lots of time, we put a lot of time and effort into our branding and our visuals. And so we don't, if you go to our website, we don't use stock photography. It's all our clients, all our partners, all our customers. It's our staff members. It's you guys, hopefully, sometime, which I think is really powerful. But equally, there are some great ways of utilizing stock photography to actually make it more interesting. Eventually think down the track of actually showing people who you are working with as opposed to some random stock photo lady or stock photo man. Because that's, you know, people are going to show up to the office and be like, hey, where's that guy?
Yeah.
And you'll have to be like, oh, yeah, no, he's not real.
Yeah.
And that's no fun.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously, we jest about this stuff, but at the end of the day, it does take time and it's about progression, right?
Yeah,
like progression
totally.
Of ideas, progression of like what you can implement as well. And
That
actually makes me think about a lot of conversations that we have where, you know, even something simple like getting your advisor directory listing set up can be very difficult to block out the time or the headspace to do something like that, only because, you know, if you're a small firm, you're probably, you know, 1, 2, 3 man or woman team, and you're maybe firefighting most of the time or trying to keep up with deadlines. And how do you open up the headspace to think about those kind of things if that's firstly like not your profession, or it's something that really requires a lot of energy and time to be blocked out to start thinking about those ideas?
Yeah, and that's really hard too, because quite a lot of the time people really want to have a go at this and they think, like, how hard can it be? I can do my own website, fine. And there are firms that do a really amazing job of internally building a team around marketing or allocating some time to focus on it. But when you're really, really busy doing accounts and looking after your clients, it's obviously not your number one priority. So you do either have to allocate some time to it and, you know, find efficiencies in other areas, which is obviously where things like Xero come in. But the other thing is just to ask for help. Like, there are so many there's so many people out there that are freelancers, small businesses themselves. You might even have clients who are experts in marketing that might be able to help you out, and potentially you could even do some kind of quid pro quo with them, potentially. But, you know, there are lots of really great smart marketers and creative people out there that can help. And kind of just as you wouldn't expect your small business client to know everything about accounting, you don't need to know everything about marketing either. Like, you can know the basics just like they can, but if you really are serious about growing and building your brand and doing more with marketing, then really invest in it and take a leap and take a chance. And you don't have to spend a lot to begin with. It could just be trying new things and tidying up your website and, as you say, getting your advisor directory nailed, which actually isn't hard, and we've got some really great guidance on that as well. But sometimes it's just about finding someone to help.
Yeah. So what would you say if we kind of continue on the theme of sort of like practical advice? So what are some of the techniques and mediums that accountants and bookkeepers can start looking at to maybe make a start?
Yeah, cool. So Xero actually has a load of really useful content that I genuinely would recommend checking out. So this is the kind of stuff that's been built over the last 10, 12 years, all around the world, case studies of firms in all the regions that are doing really great things in terms of marketing. But also, we have such a huge marketing team globally that they all have these great insights, and they've all been writing blogs and guides. So check out our accountant and bookkeeper guides, actually, and there's a whole section on marketing. So there's things like word of mouth, and there's things like digital marketing and SEO, and just kind of getting some of those basics right. So I'd say that's a really cool place to start. But then there's heaps of other stuff out there. So Andrew and Pete, who we had at XeroCon the last couple of years, they've got an amazing YouTube channel that just sort of encouraged you to think about marketing slightly differently. And obviously YouTube is free, so check it out. They have a really cool course as well. Then there are people like Karen Rayburn at The Profitable Firm, and she's focused solely on accountancy firms. And she has these amazing courses, but she actually has a bunch of free content as well that is absolutely worth checking out, including a How to Market Xero guide which is really great. So definitely cool, worth Googling that one. But yeah, there are so many other places, and it's just kind of about, you know, talking to your networks and finding out who's doing a good job. Find people who understand technology and understand client experience and can help you kind of build that story.
That's awesome. So much good content there. Loved it. And what I also have, I love your passion around this subject. I can really, like, sense it. It's like, so, like, I don't know.
It's in the infective.
Soul. Yeah, I can feel it. Yeah, it's in the soul. I love it. It's incredible.
I have one more question. Oh. So this is just around the differentiation side of things. So I know we touched upon it, and sometimes it might be easy to tell firms to find a point of differentiation. But if you feel like sometimes the services you offer are a menu of services that maybe other firms offer as well, how do you discover what your differentiator is, or how do you discover why you're different?
I think your differentiator...
And what you offer differently as well, sorry.
Okay, I think your differentiator doesn't need to be in your service, or your service offering, I should say. It can be in the way you look after clients and the way you provide your client experience. So if you take, say, Will Farnell at Farnell Clark, for example, he's built a bar inside his, like a pub inside his firm. Yeah. And it's those little things that, like, make these firms kind of interesting. Mm. And you think, why have they done that? And then you think, actually, they've done this because they want to bring clients in and make them feel comfortable and make them feel welcome. And actually, those things can really make you unique, because so often you can go into a firm and just feel like just another body in there. And it's all about how you make that person feel when they come into the office, or... Do you provide an amazing experience through technology? So, you know, we see lots of firms that are using Skype or Zoom to have meetings with their clients. And I think that's really cool, because quite often you might be a busy small business owner. You literally spend all your time at work, or you're at home looking after family. You don't really have time to kind of travel across town to go sit and wait in a reception and have an average coffee, right? All you want to do is quickly jump online and have a chat to someone who can help you right then and there. And I think being able to offer really great experiences is actually what you can do to differentiate yourself.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Do you have any practical advice that people can take away from at the end of this podcast? Like something that they need to just go away if they've been thinking about marketing their practice?
On the spot.
Man, that's hard. I think be conscious of your marketing. So just take a step back and actually think about what you're doing and how you are perceived to your clients. Do you feel that you're giving the best client experience? Are you demonstrating that through your marketing? Are you making sure that people actually know what it is that you have to offer? Often accounting firms actually do really, really well out of word of mouth, and that's about that relationship and trust thing again. And kind of, you know, networking with people and going to events and actually having conversations and being personable. In saying that, sometimes in accountancy firms, not everyone is super personable, maybe. So, you know, like recruiting the right people is also really important. So have a look at your teams and the way your... The way those groups of people actually interact with your clients, and are they making your clients feel good and interested and engaged with their accounts, and then just, you know, read a bit, go online, have a look at some case studies, check out those guides on the Xero website, just kind of see what other firms are doing as well. So we've got some amazing examples of partners who are just doing amazing things with their marketing, I think. And sometimes it just pays to go have a perv at their website and don't copy it, so that's not cool, but, you know, get some inspiration.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really cool thing to do, is understanding what's going on around you and who you're competing with and how they are resonating with clients. Yeah.
That's awesome. So awesome. And did I hear you say you might have a question for us?
Yeah, I was wondering if you had anyone in particular that you thought, like, as account managers, that are doing really amazing things in terms of marketing. So you obviously both work with ginormous handful of them. Mm. So have you noticed anyone that is doing really cool things, and what have you noticed them doing in particular?
So I look after a firm, I'm going to name them Zoo Accountancy, based in Birmingham.
Zoo Accountancy?
Yeah, cool. So they had a rebranding a couple of years ago. The name sips of what it was before, so obviously it's an improvement to Zoo. Really individual firm. The guy, the director, Wayne, is like really quirky but super cool guy. They're probably the most proactive in terms of getting their name out and getting their brand out. Obviously, Zoo Accounting is quite a unique name, and their branding is Zebra Print. So all their LinkedIn marketing they do is Zebra Print everywhere. The website is Zebra Print everywhere.
Please tell me their client is like the RSPCA or something.
I genuinely don't know. I'll check it out.
That'd be a great pitch, right? Going to the RSPCA and be like, we're Zoo Accountancy. Yeah. We can't not be your accountant.
Yeah, we're here for you.
Exactly. Literally.
Yeah. So they've got a really good website. It's not stock images. It's all themselves. They're really quirky with it. They do post a lot of stuff on LinkedIn. Almost post something on LinkedIn every day. What they've done, they're in a relationship actually with Birmingham City Football Club, so they're like co-sponsoring their business events. So again, their brand's there. Wayne, he speaks at every breakfast, brunch, or they do there with the business networking. So he's there, get the name out, 10-minute speech. And yeah, it's just something completely different, completely outside the box, but they're really reaping the rewards. They're kind of new clients here again, and it's phenomenal. They've had to hire a essentially a new business recruit to just take care of the amount of inquiries they get. So that's probably the firm that really sticks out in mind, is actually getting their name and getting their brand out, who's doing something slightly different.
Yeah, I like that. And I think that's a really great example of a brand with really great consistency.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
actually taking a look and feel and using that everywhere.
Yeah.
So every time someone sees you, you know straight away who that firm is and what they're about.
Yeah,
super
definitely.
Cool.
What about you, Shane?
Yeah, I've got a couple actually. So one is Cartmill Stewart. So they're based in Ireland, and the amazing thing about them is that their brand is all about, or Claire, who is one of the partners, her brand is all about getting herself out there. And what she does locally is support a lot of young enterprise efforts. So she does a lot of like judging in young enterprise at like local schools. She does a lot of talks to like groups of entrepreneurial women, like getting people to basically start businesses and go down the route that she took to start her own practice along with her partner, Gilbert. So they're doing some amazing things around getting the message out there about entrepreneurship. They're big proponents of the challenger banks as well, the likes of Tide and Starling, because they believe that they provide another alternative for like small, you know, scrappy businesses to essentially like have their banking and be quite flexible with it. So they drive a really interesting message around entrepreneurship and that being like a way to drive like good outcomes in your life. The other one is Ashton McGill in Dundee. So I look after Alistair and Andy, and they're doing some amazing things, having come from a design background. Marketing is at the forefront, or they don't look at it as marketing, but they look at their brand image and their perception as the forefront of everything they do. So they've got some really exciting and interesting things happening with them over the next, well, few years, I imagine.
Sure. Yeah. No, they're definitely a highlight for me as well.
Yeah.
Really impressive. And I think what they really do incredibly differently is just they don't make themselves look like an accountancy practice, but they are one.
Yeah.
And they seemingly are a great one too, which I love, so go them.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
Yeah,
incredible.
It's been amazing having you on. I mean, good practical advice is what we like to pass on to our listeners. Thank you so much for being here. Obviously, you came all the way from London to be with us.
It is an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me,
and we'll see you at ZeroCon.
Yeah.
If any of our lovely listeners want to get hold of you, what's the best way to find you?
Probably best to find me on Twitter.
Yeah.
So at Ashtron, Ashtron.
One of my favourite handles, I must say. And Shaheen, how do people find you?
So I'm at Shaheen Budrani. I'm on Twitter and I'm on LinkedIn, so you can hit me up on any of those.
Nice
and
one.
Yourself, Matt.
I am at Matt Lucas Tweets on Twitter.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode. It was amazing to have Ashley up from London to spend the day with us and talk to us about marketing and branding. Matt and I have made it to episode 11, so we'd really appreciate if you helped us out and subscribe to this episode. Leave us a review if you'd like. We're growing this little scrappy podcast to bigger and better things, hopefully. We'll see you guys all on episode 12.